Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Derek Dietrich had a big RBI double in the first inning to get the Marlins going last night against Max Scherzer. I want to talk to you about playing some defense, Derek. This is going to be, I think, tonight your 27th consecutive start in left field. You've been an infielder your whole life. How's the transition going for you?
You know what? It's going pretty well. I've been working hard with Brett Butler, you know, getting my work in each and every day, and, just trying to go over all the fundamentals we can. And then once the game comes around, it's just, you know, letting my athleticism take over and, just trying to give it my best shot out there. And but the transition has been smooth so far.
What are the things that you work on when you're learning to play the outfield for the first time in your life?
Well, you definitely got to take balls off the bat, you know, as much as you can in batting practice. Because that's really the toughest thing, getting the reads, you know, off the left-handed hitter's bat, you know, the ball slicing, you know, the line drives right at you. Those are the toughest balls. And then, any kind of ball down the line. You know, the toughest thing for me is the new plays or the new situations that I'm learning on, you know, at game speed, right, when it happens. So, you know, just trying to cover all the fundamentals and basics, you know, each and every day.
That's a good point. There's only so much you can work on taking fly balls. Things happen in games that you can't anticipate.
Yeah, that's the thing. Learning on the fly, so to speak, in the outfield and a lot of those new plays. But, trying to be prepared and think ahead and think, you know, as you would in the infield, hitters counts and who's hitting, what's the situation. That kind of stuff helps you, make every play.
At what point does it begin to feel more comfortable, more natural for you?
Day by day,
yeah.
Really, day by day. The more opportunity I get out there and the more experience, you know, that I can get, the better I feel.
Let's talk about this ball club a little bit. Obviously, this season's not gone the way anybody had hoped it would. It's meant opportunities, though, for a lot of people, including yourself. You've played more this year at the big league level than in either the last couple of years. You feel at the plate overall for you, things really coming together?
Yeah, I feel like I am. I'm getting better, you know, every day I play and every opportunity I get. And, things are just getting better for myself. And, you know, unfortunately, we had some tough injuries this year and things haven't gone the way we wanted it to. But like you said, a lot of opportunities still. We've got, you know, about 5 weeks left. And, this is the best job in the world, and there's a lot of opportunity, and you can't take anything for granted. So, you know, trying to go out there every day and play as hard as I can and do whatever I can to help this club win.
How are guys holding up in the clubhouse? Obviously, it's been tough. There's still about 5 weeks or so to go. You got chances against teams like the Nationals and the Mets to affect the race the rest of the way. What is the feeling in the clubhouse as you come to the ballpark every day?
Yeah, I mean, there's still teams in it and that have a chance, and we're playing a lot of those, the Nationals, you know, the Mets. We've got the Phillies again and the Braves. And so, you know, a lot of teams in our division that, you know, we want to play and compete, you know, every day. Nothing changes. We're always trying to go out there and win every day. But, you know, playing against some of these teams, you know, we hopefully can elevate our competitive level and play some of the best baseball we've played all year and end the season on the right track.
It's Derek Dietrich. D, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Kyle, back to you.